Okay, welcome to Moments with Mama Def here on Being Real. If you have just joined us for this series on boundaries, you have definitely missed out because the first two have been very insightful, very educating, and something that I've had to go back on and look up again and again and try to apply it. First, we started defining what is a boundary, how it protects, how it creates safety. And then Pastor Daphne was speaking about expectations and how we can cross over now from expectations, how we can expose those through our clear communication and now coming to this place of agreement and how our relationships can actually really be bound together in the perfect bond of unity, which is love. So Pastor Daphne, welcome back to this week's version of Moments with Mama Daf. Very excited for this conversation. And
wondering
if you could just take it straight into explaining how can we get from expectations to agreement? What is agreement?
Perfect. You know, in almost 3:3, it tells us, do two walk together unless they have agreed to meet? And it shows us like we have to meet together in agreement in order to walk together. So agreement has three parts to it. It has to be communicated clearly, both people understand, and agree. You have to have all three parts. Then you move out of expectation and into agreement. Agreement means harmony or accordance in opinion or feeling. It means a negotiated and binding agreement between parties to a course of action. It means the absence of incompatibility. You hear that? The absence of incompatibility between two things. So we want agreement. Both people clearly communicate, understand, and agree to the desire of each other. And now they're in more unity and they're not at odds with each other. It's out of this place of agreement, not expectation, that boundaries can actually be set. And both people actually understand and appreciate the boundaries. The boundaries then bring safety to the relationship or the situation. It establishes trust and accountability, and the relationship can bond in a healthy way and grow into deeper levels of trust and reliability. The relationship is growing instead of being broken apart and damaged again and again. Boundaries equal safety.
Amen.
And again, you just want to check your this equals that sentence in your head, those expectations, and then make agreements instead of expectations with people.
You know, a scripture that actually comes to mind as we're talking about agreements is that one that says, where two or more agree on a thing, it will be established. The whole point of this kind of moment that we're having here is so that we can start to apply biblical principles to our lives to see the benefit, the blessing that comes out of it, so that we can enter more into what God actually has for us and what he did for us on the cross. So how come into agreement on things that are good and not on things that are bad?
First of all, the Bible makes it very clear that we're to think on that which is perfect and that which is pleasing. Anything that is honest, of good rapport, anything that's good, those are the things we're supposed to be thinking upon. So our agreements will always be based off of those biblical principles, things that are good, that are biblical and that are honest, that have good rapport, that are going to just build and enhance the relationship. Anything outside of that is never going to be, people won't be able to keep the agreement because it's not from God. So the agreement gets broken and damage comes into the relationship again. So all the relationship should always have Jesus at the center with the Bible as the authority, with the power of the Holy Spirit as the glue.
Amen. Amen. That is very clear and straight, like down the line. And I love that because I love the fact that we have a place that we can go, the Bible, that is our actual measuring stick on what our morals are supposed to be like, what is true, what is real. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it really is, the Holy Spirit really is the glue that like sticks it all together once you're spending time with the other person and saying, okay, let's discuss this. Let's see what God is actually saying.
Exactly. Exactly. Any relationship that comes together in the Spirit and stays in the Spirit will last. There's a scripture that says, Oh, you foolish. Do you think you'll start in the spirit and end in the soul? It's like, that just doesn't work. You start in the spirit and you stay in the spirit. You set your moral code, your moral values, your boundaries, all of your integrity, everything that you stand for, based in the spirit and the things of God.
Wow. Challenging. Like, I love taking what you say and saying, okay, how can I apply this to me, my relationships with people, and actually take a look at saying, have I started a relationship in the spirit, or is it just like based in some other spirit that is very fleshly or comes from the enemy? So I love that. Thank you very, very much. I'm looking forward to our next conversation, because I think a lot of people, when it comes down to agreement and talking about these things, might have a real problem when it's like, okay, I need to be brave to actually say what I need to say. And I think we can face that on the next time that we speak together about this topic, about boundaries, is actually having that bravery to say, okay, I need to sit down with you and have a good conversation. So, you know, that's going to be something that I'm really looking forward to. So Pastor Daphne, thank you very, very much. And also, if you want to look at more things that Pastor Daphne is involved with, go on through to the different social media platforms, look at It's Mama Daph, and then you can definitely find her. You can also find this moment that we've had with her on our website at www.impactradio.co.za. So Pastor Daphne, thank you, and we'll see you again next week.
Thank you. Bye. God bless Bye. You.